hydrogen-powered ferry. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. The Red and White Fleet has been ferrying tourists around the San Francisco Bay since 1892, and is a company committed to environmental sustainability. When looking for ways to reduce the emissions from its fleet of passenger ferries, the company wondered if there was a way to eliminate emissions entirely. That question was put to researchers at the Sandia National Laboratories in a very specific form. Is it feasible to build and operate a high-speed passenger ferry solely powered by hydrogen fuel cells? According to a recently released report, the answer is yes. There are already some hydrogen-powered ferries, but these are smaller, slower vessels used for tours on lakes and rivers. The Sandia study looks at the feasibility of building a large, fast vessel that can meet maritime regulations and be economically competitive with modes of transportation already available in the San Francisco Bay Area. The specs for the proposed vessel are a 150-passenger commuter ferry that would travel 4 50-mile round-trip routes every day at a top speed of 35 knots, or about 39 miles per hour, about 60% of the time. There are technical hurdles to overcome related to the weight of hydrogen fuel cells and safety requirements, but the researchers were able to come up with a preliminary design for a catamaran that is a little longer than the usual shape. The American Bureau of Shipping issued a conditional approval in principle for the proposed vessel. The next step is to optimize the design. The ship is called the SF Breeze, which stands for San Francisco Bay Renewable Energy Electric Vessel with Zero Emissions. If it is built, it could be the start of a revolution in marine transportation. For more information on this topic and other environmental news, visit us at earthwiseradio.org or find us on Facebook. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.